From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Hey, we're going to swing right into it. We're going to work, swing right into it. Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. 929-477-4171. Press the number one button on your touchstone phone if you want to be on the live. On any air, on the air for any questions or comments or anything, we're going to swing right into it. Because I don't know what the hell's happening, but I'm getting bombarded left and right. But, so, let's do it. Hey, Ice Cold, you there?
Yeah, man. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Talk to me. What you see before you, man? What you see before you?
I like
you.
What I see. Sign up this kid, Tavares King, man. Sign that kid up.
I know, man.
He look good. Sign that kid up, son. Sign him up.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what I'm talking. Hey, you know what? I like him, and I like this defensive depth I'm seeing, son, up front. I'm liking that right there.
I can just imagine
when JTPP and them come off the field, oh, we got some fresh meat going in, son. It'll look good. That kid out of Notre Dame looked good right there, man.
Oh, man. I'm feeling the same thing you feel. I just want you to say it, bro. Because you ice.
No,
cold.
No.
You know what he looked like? I'm aging myself a little bit, but he looked like Preston Vincent from back in the day, man. Third down kind of cat. That's what he looked like.
He looked good.
So I'm appreciate that. Hey, Ice Cold, hold on one second.
All right.
I'm gonna get everybody on. Let's do a little bit of roll call, man, because everybody out there in Giant Land is happening. I think this is my sister. Hey, baby, you there?
Yes, I am.
Everything okay?
Doris.
Hello.
Hello. You gotta love that thing, Doris.
I fell asleep. Why are you an hour late?
Who, me? Me or Ice Cold?
You.
Oh, man, they didn't get on. They didn't want the brother on. They said, let me see your ID card. Put your hands against the wall. You know, that kind of thing. I couldn't get it together.
Wow.
Hold on, baby. Let me holler at you just a few minutes. Hold on a second. Sid, are you in the house?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's up, sir?
Not much, man.
Tell me what you see out there that you like so far.
I don't know, man. I can't really say I see anything that I like because I'm at work right now. But I've been linking back and forth with Jet.
He's been keeping me
abreast of what's going on. And I mean, yo, like Big Mike, Mr. Ice Cold himself said, man. Yo, sign Tavares King up right now, man. Sign him up right now, man. He putting up numbers, man. He's doing his thing. You know, Jet been telling me, you know, Wade had a good game. That kid Adams, that's the backup safety, he was looking nice. He forced a fumble. So, you know, I'm hearing some good things about some people, and I'm hearing the usual things about other people. So, I mean, I can't wait to get home and take a look at it and see for myself. But, I mean, listen, man, I trust the Jets' judgment like it's my own, man. That's my brother, my kingdom spirit right there, man. You know, he ain't going
to
let me down the road.
I'm working my way towards him. You don't have to worry about that. I'm working my way towards the Jets. His voice needs to be heard. Hold up a minute then. Real quick, who's this from the 201 calling in? What's up for 201? Care from the 201.
All right, 201 down here, man. We about to just move on to the Jets.
That's right. We ain't got time. We ain't got time. Okay, 201. You gonna get on the back burner right quick, real quick. The 904. What's happening?
Hello, my dear.
904. And who would this be?
Elaine.
And like I didn't know that. Like the whole world don't know. What's up, babe?
Oh, nothing. Just getting ready for a hurricane here.
Oh man, how you doing? Y'all bunkered down? What's going on? What's happening? What's happening down there?
Got the generator. I have the generator full of gas and the bar is fully stocked. I'm good.
Oh man. Okay. Well, I'm a little pissed off
at NFL Network. What the fuck, dude? With 2 minutes left, what? They cut off the game.
They did. Oh, see, I dropped all that. I came over here with you. I didn't know that. Wow.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes into the game, NFL dropped the game. So I have to watch it the rest on Giants.com. I don't know what the hell they did, but.
Oh man. Okay, that's something we have to look at anyway. I mean, that's crazy because we have. Ooh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Elaine, let me roll back around to you in just a second, sweetie. Hold on 1 second. G6, talk, bro. I know you there.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's cool, man. You know, King, he gonna make the team or whatever. You know, he did his thing. He solidified his spot. Oh boy, you know, I gotta bring some negativity to the phone call, boy.
I know you. How do you know that?
I gotta keep it real. You know, I'm gonna keep it real.
Yes,
that O-line, man. That O-line scares me to death, man. Fly with that beat slap to the inside, man. That first, second
series.
Yeah,
He ain't working out, man.
I
don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened, man. I don't know why these dudes took two steps back from last year, man. Linebackers. Whew. Oh, my God, man. Prescott, if they game plan that thing right, I would just attack them linebackers all night. I mean, it's a lot to be desired in that, at that position, man. So while the D-line and the secondary looks pretty good, them linebackers look like crap. I mean, I just got to be honest with you, dude. And running back,
I got to come back around to you.
All right.
Hold up. Let me just chill for just a second. Hold up. I got to come back around to you. When G6 says it, man, it's like, you know what it felt like? Like I was getting scolded for not handing in my book report or something like that. You ever notice that? When G6 comes on, well, you know, your whole line, you know, I'm like, oh, damn, let me make sure I got a pen. You know, that kind of thing. Who's this from the 315 calling in, sir or ma'am?
315. This is Brian from the
Pit Bull Huddle. Say that one more time. I want everybody to hear you. I know who you are. I want everybody to hear you.
This is Brian from the Pit Bull Huddle. Can you hear me?
What's up, Chief? What's going on?
Chris, can you hear me?
I got you now. What's happening, man?
You got me now. I got a new headphone I was trying to use on the phone. That didn't work out. So. We're back to the traditional up to the years thing. I'm doing great. A couple things here. I went into the game looking to see who was going to be our fourth and fifth receivers. It was all between King and Davis and Lewis, and they all played well. So
okay.
I still don't know what's going to happen. I do think King just played himself out of the roster the last two games. So it'll be between Lewis and Davis. I think they're both pretty good players. Jarrell Adams at least was able to throw a block. He got some time with the higher upstairs to play on. The backup running backs, that's going to be a tough one because they're only going to keep four, and I think that all of them are halfway decent. Line, well, we've talked about that one. You know, offensive line there. Bobby Hart at left tackle replaced Flowers. He's actually a very good run blocker there, but didn't do a whole lot as far as pass protection goes. Okwara, Wynn, Odighi, great backup ends. Linebackers, oh, yeah, D6 nailed that one.
Wait a minute, Brian. I got a whole lot. Yeah. You got to come back around with that the second part. We got the first part. I
got
to bring you back around the second part, bro. Okay, but yeah, you're on point. Hold on 1 second. I just gotta fit this in. real quick. This is some incredible stuff here, man. Everybody in the Bleed Blue Nation is on tonight. They really are, man. Crazy. 929-477-4171. Daniel, you in the house?
Yo, what up?
Give me 30 seconds of what's happening, man. What you see before you, man? What's your evaluation?
So far, man, I'm like what I'm seeing about the defense, man. The offense, I'm not worrying too much about them. I mean, it's a lot of work to be done, of course, with the line, but can't fix everything. So defense is looking good right now. That's the only thing I was worried about from last year. So that's about it, man.
All right, man. Nice to hear you again, man. I ain't seen you in a long time, man. I heard from you a long
time.
Yeah,
I've been working two jobs, man. That's why I just quit. The second one.
Because that's because you're a hard worker too. You're a hard working brother,
yeah.
Man. I appreciate that. All right, man.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Just one second. What's that? Oh man, 929-477-4171. I think everybody knows this next cat right here. Hey, partner, what's up, Steve?
Hey, I'm going to be real quick. I'm going to hear the stakeholders speak. I'm really running on fumes, just got off the plane. But, hey, man, I hope we come with a good game plan going into Dallas week one. We'll definitely be there to Bleed Blue Show. I heard Jeff's points. He sounds disappointed. Sim, I heard Brian, Big Blue Huddle, Elaine got on. But, hey, this is the way I look at it. I'm hoping, I'm banking they are coming with a complex game package that they were not displaying in weeks 2 through 4. But that's the only way I can look at it. I mean, there's no surprise with the offensive line, the linebacker. Sorry about that. I had to mute. Got a big ass truck just came through. but I'll just be my last point, man. Just look at it. They're gonna have to come with a good game plan to really chip off Dallas. That's the way I look at it as far as offensive line max protection. It may have to come to a shootout, man. And I think we could play a shootout with these guys. That's what we're going to have to, because that line can't sustain blocking. And hearing what the guys have to say tonight, that doesn't surprise me at all. So let's look into week one, getting preparation going into Dallas, Chris, and everybody listening. And let's go from there, man. I'm cautiously optimistic. The issues don't surprise us. We said this all offseason, so this shouldn't be no surprise. We've been watching these players, we've been studying the game film, and you shouldn't be disappointed. These moves the general manager has made, it is what it is. So let's roll with the punches. We're at this point. We got to roll what we got.
Is anybody – good analysis, Steve. Is anybody surprised that the game was as tight as it was, even though this is a preseason game? That's what I need to know. And I'm going to start with you, Mike Black. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised because at the end of the day, they're still experimenting, tweaking, sprinkling guys in and out, looking at different packages with who's playing with
yeah.
who. So, no, not surprised at all. Remember, this wasn't a Super Bowl. You know, we were just trying to get guys out there, move guys around, see who looks like. These fundamental little packages they're putting out there, and no surprise here. But like I said, you know, to piggyback off G6, the things that were good jumped out to me. The things that were bad, I shook my head. You know what I mean? JT and them missing tackles, Hurstlick overrunning plays. These things can't happen. When the season starts. So hopefully, I mean, they got to tweak it. But like G6 said, that linebacking core making me scratch my head. The defensive front look good. The DBs look good. But the guys up in the middle, I don't know, son. You know what I mean? I just don't know.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm almost kind of scared to even ask. Well, when Brian from Big Blue Huddle and G6 come back around, man. It's going to be like, I feel like I'm going to get scolded, like we're in the first grade. We're eating that white, that paste, that glue, you know, that you get scolded for, you know. I know, because
this shit tastes good.
You probably
know about it.
Chris, you probably stand in the corner a lot. I thought you were standing in the corner a lot.
Didn't I ever? Jeez, ask your brother. Anyway, 929-477-4171.
Where we at? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm losing my place there because I'm laughing my ass off, and I shouldn't be doing that. I really shouldn't be doing that. it's crazy. Asim, where you at, bro?
I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
Hey, man. Same question as Mike Black. Mike Black makes me laugh. I'm sorry. Same question. Any surprises? Any surprises? What disappointment?
I'm not going to say surprised, but King had a good game last week, so I'm not surprised. So like you said, everything is pretty much everything, man. The roster is what it is. There's no one to blame but the GM, and, you know what I'm saying, all season, you know what I'm saying, me and G6 have been saying the same thing, man. The team is okay. It's improved, but we both still feel like it's one more draft and one more solid 3-8 period away from being a legit contender year in, year out, like the Green Bay's and the Patriots and Arizona's and all those other teams. This is where the not drafting just for all those years is coming back to bite us. We have no depth, and we don't have quality backup. So, God forbid, if we have a starter that goes down, you know, we're going to be in trouble. You know, outside of Casillas and Goodson, in my opinion, linebacker core is garbage, man. We ain't even going. We got to take the R off that. No R in it. It's just straight garbage, man. It's terrible, you know. It's terrible, and I don't know what it is. It started with Ernie, of course. He has carried over with Jerry Reese. I don't know what's going on with the last few GMs, but from the time I became a Giants fan, my dad told me what it was to be a Giants fan. We've always had great defenses. And those great defenses that anchored by solid linebacker play. And to see that we
always
ain't drafted a linebacker.
Always.
And that we ain't drafted a first line linebacker since I was 2 damn years old is ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous, bro. And like Charles been saying, man, until we get 3 down linebackers, bro, we're gonna be in trouble. We're gonna have to mix and match, and we're gonna be tipping our hand on what we doing defensively. And teams are going to be attacking us, man. They're going to know this linebacker is in there because he's cut. Or they're going with 3 safeties, you know, because they ain't got a linebacker that can run with this tight end or whatnot. It's like we're going to be tipping our hands. And any team with a halfway decent offensive coordinator is going to game plan to take advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? Because we're not rolling out 2 linebackers like, say, Carolina. You know what I mean? We're not rolling 2 linebackers out like Seattle did. So, until we can get another 3-down linebacker to go with the previous man, we're going to be getting 8 up in the middle of that field. I think Goodson got the potential, but he's just young, man. It's hard to step in as a rookie in the middle like that after only having 1 year of starting experience in college. So, I think he's
okay.
At least 1 year away.
Okay. All right, 929-477-4171. Big O, is this you, man? It's got to be. Peace and blessings if it is.
Peace and blessings. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on? That's me asking you. What's going on, sir?
Hey man.
What did you see today?
Any
surprises, disappointments, anything like that? What's your analysis so far, real quick?
Right, pretty much everybody summed it all up. You know, Jet, Steve summed it all up, you know. Kind of knew the offensive line was a little, you know, terrible. You know, it ain't, huh? It's just today I just was just like, I mean, at least show some kind of improvement or something. Maybe they holding back, man. Maybe they just don't want the league to know what they really got going on. I don't know, man. It just puzzles me, man. You got,
I would be happy if that was
starters. You're getting paid millions. There's certain things you got to get over, man. And I just don't see our tackles, man. It's just not right, man. I don't understand it, but. Anyway, man, I was pleased with King. You know, King did his thing, and I really don't think, man, Williams did enough to me keep a roster spot. You know, I keep Rainey before I keep Williams. Not Williams, because Rainey has more shifty wheels and he can punt return. Perkins. He's just you know, he's a fifth round. He's a draft pick, so I think he's on the team. You know, Darkwa is a better runner than me, man. I don't know, man. I don't know why they think Jenkins is an all that good runner, but we'll see, man, when the season continues. But other than that, the defense, yeah. D-line and cornerbacks, man, they played lights out. The DBs played lights out, man. And linebackers, the linebackers are going to get exposed, man. But hopefully they can get some things together, get some schemes, get some stuff shifted around, man. Like Steve said, we got to go with what we got, man. Hopefully we can get some rhythm going, man, and something could go. Because this boy Dak Prescott, you can't take him light, man. That boy, the one thing we know about the Giants, the mobile quarterbacks, man, we have issues with them. So let's be aware.
Man.
That's it, man.
Hello.
Chris.
Yeah, I think he dropped out for a minute. Oh.
Okay. What's going on, Sam?
Nothing, man. I'm just here with you, man. Just trying to see what's going on with this team, man. How we going to get it together.
Mike.
Man, I was just believing, like, maybe they just hiding it. I'm saying maybe they're just hiding it. Got to be, man. I just don't see it, man.
Mike Black, step in, since Chris down.
Oh, no, baby. Bobby Rainey had 38 yards, 7 rushes. Sorry, Williams.
Man, listen, I would give Rainey a spot, man, but it's just his ball security, man. He's killing me sometimes, man. That's why.
Right. Man, I don't know, man. I just say a lot of things. I don't know. There's a lot of players that good to good today, man.
We had a technical difficulty.
Hey, where'd everybody go?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. What happened?
Yeah, I'm waiting on that, but I don't see her, Chris, at all, man.
All right, well, we could do the show with ourselves then.
All right, Elaine, you go next.
Well, watching the Jets game, I was really disappointed. I mean, the special teams I was like, what special teams? The O-line was non-existent. The run game was non-existent. I do applaud OBJ for, even though it was an interception, I do applaud him for not going for that catch, or else he would have been laid out. So for a preseason game, I'm happy because Revis would have laid his ass out, so whatever. Tavares King is definitely a keeper. I was very happy. Kerry Wynn impressed me for the Jets game and tonight with the turnovers and him running 73 yards for the Jets for a touchdown. We had good red zone defense against the Jets. Tonight's game, I was like, you know, Flowers is kind of going up there, in my opinion, in Newhouse. His ass either needs to get better or he needs to go. Collins dropped a super easy interception. And when it comes to the wide receivers, I have one rule. If you touch it, you need to catch it. So, I mean, Rainey definitely, to me, earned a spot. But, yeah, ball control, he needs to hold it a little better, not like it's a loaf of bread. I wish Gerald Ingram would be back because he taught everybody on the running back. He was our running back coach back in the day, and he taught everyone how to hold the football correctly. From that, I'm looking forward to the Dallas game. I hate that team more than any other team, and I just want to kick their butts. It's time that their AT&T Stadium is Giants Stadium again.
Yeah.
Okay, are you done, Elaine?
Yes, I see there's a lot of people on, so I'll rate it in a little bit today.
We're kind of running this ourselves here, kind of like a people's podcast. How's that sound?
There we go.
I'll give it a shot next. This is Brian from the Big Blue Huddle. A couple things. Bobby Rainey, he fumbled 8 times and 71 touches last year. That's an incredible average on that. He looked good, but he can always revert back. But I thought he played well. I thought all of the running backs played pretty well. But
They're only going to keep four, and Paul Perkins is going to be one of them because he's a fifth-round pick. On the defensive side, Odighi looked great again. Wynn's been terrific the last two games. Romeo Okwara is the top-rated rookie defensive end, according to Pro Football Focus. He's just been terrific the whole preseason. Linebackers, woo. Kennard, good linebacker. I think Keenan Robinson has played very well the last two games. And he might end up a weak side starter. Calvin Shepard stunk it up in coverage. And JT Thomas continues to get lost. Closes assignment. Mm-hmm. You know, Dwayne Wade, an unbelievably good game. He made the team tonight. He's the fourth cornerback. And I think Dante Dean will be the fifth, and Leon Hall's going to be a cut. You know, Hall made two stupid holding penalties against Buffalo, and then he went out against the Jets. He didn't play tonight, and I don't think he's got a whole lot left. And the other one I'll name, and then I'll make two other points. Andrew Adams, I thought that the undrafted safety from UConn has played very well off preseason. He might be the fourth safety. And don't give up on the line yet. The Giants signed Will Beatty a couple days ago. Now, I'll be a couple weeks before I'll be able to play. But that's going to really, really, really tighten up the offensive line. Bobby Hart is their best run blocker at tackle, but he's not so good in pass coverage. And Flowers hit another subpar game. So who's up next?
DC, I'd go. Hey, I agree with everything you said. I agree with everything you pretty much said, big old. At the end of the day, man, I'm looking at it like this. Your first two games are, I think our first game is a division opponent. Then we got the Saints week two. Here's my problem. When you're dealing with someone like Jason Garrett and Sean Payton, these coaches are not rookies. So they know that your D-line is better. They know that your secondary is better. They're going to look for the weakness of your defense, and they're going to exploit it. That's what they do. That's what they do best. That's what Garrett did last year. That's what Sean Payton did to us last year. Played both teams last year. So that's the problem I have with this linebacking core, yada, yada, yada. I think we'll be able to score some points in both those games as well moving forward. But, I don't know, man. I think we need to get Will Beatty up to speed sooner than later. I think you move Flowers to the right side, man. Tyron Smith for the Cowboys, man, he played on the right side his entire rookie season. He was not a left tackle when he came his first season, his rookie year. He played the right side.
That's absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct on that.
They refined his footwork. They worked with him the whole year. He wasn't in no situation where like Flowers last year where they had to thrust him into the position. They took their time with Tyron, got his feet worked together, got him down to pad level, and, they transitioned him over slowly. I think Flowers needs a reset button, man. I would like to see him go to the right side where we can do just that, man, get his feet work going, get his pad levels down, you know what I'm saying, get him acclimated, man, in a better way versus just putting all that pressure on him being at the left side, man. I think Beatty, I think he can. That's what he knows. He's always played that position. I think we got to get him up to speed really fast, man. I really do. I like to see him go back to left tackle. That's just my opinion. As far as Williams go, I was telling Sam earlier. You got Perkins on the team now. That's actually a draft pick as well. Like you say, Reese don't like to be wrong on draft picks, but one of them got to go. We could stick Perkins on the practice squad, which he's probably going to end up on the practice squad anyway. Rainey gives you a dual threat, man. He ran the ball good all preseason for the most part when he got opportunities. I think in the second preseason game, he had that long like a 40-yard run, 45-yard run. He's did excellent, except for that one fumble, I think, week one. He's did excellent on kickoffs, punt returns. Then he did his thing tonight. Williams can't do any of that. That's the problem with Williams sticking to the team this year, man. He's one dimensional. Still can't run with vision. He's still running into people, and he's just not mature, man. I think Williams was more of a Tom Coughlin guy because of his size. I'm not so sure He didn't even get any carries last week, so I don't think. Yeah, I don't think McAdoo is real high on Williams. I think his time is done. I think Rainey gets that spot.
Out of the running backs, who do you think also would be the best pass rusher? I mean, to help with the pass rushing.
As far as blocking goes?
Yeah, pass blocking. That's what I meant.
Well, I mean, Rashad Jennings is going to start. They already, you know, because of what he did at the end of last year, you gotta at least think that he's going to carry that over. So he starts. Pass protection won't be a problem at all. You know, you're going to have a ring. Come in at your third down back or, you know, whatever, catching at the backfield.
Yeah.
Williams and Darkwood and all those guys, I think Darkwood makes the team. I think he's just the hardest runner, one of the hardest runners we got. He has a lot of raw talent. Just needs to be, he just needs playing time, to be honest with you, man. Yeah. But the guys we're talking about now, these guys are going to be backups anyway. I just think Williams is going to be the odd man out. Wide receiver-wise, that's a tough one, man. Yeah, wide receiver wise, it's a tough one. Davis,
yes.
He did good.
I think Tavares Kingdom messed everything up as far as this.
Oh my God,
the death on
he did, man.
Because he
did.
He's really, really come on.
King's
man.
A keeper.
He's a keeper. He's a keeper.
Yeah, oh
man.
Yeah.
It's really tough to let him go, and he's exciting with speed.
Right.
I mean, come on, man.
I mean, Steve.
It's gonna be tough.
At the end of the day, this is the last thing I say. Chris, my bad.
Terrible, man.
You get knocked off, messed us up, man. But look, this is the last thing I say. I think King is the fourth receiver. Because Harris, you know, he's more of a special team. They don't really want him in the wide receiver core anyway.
Right,
I think he's the fourth guy.
Yes.
Right.
I agree.
So I think we could keep Davis and stick Lewis on the practice squad, man. I think that might be the plan. Because it's going to be hard to get rid of Davis as well. We really couldn't – this is the last thing I'll say. We really still didn't get a true evaluation of those wide receivers until tonight, man. And we really didn't get to see Sterling Shepard, really.
No,
not really.
He looked good a couple of passes he did catch, but, yeah.
Right.
He stole the show tonight. He stole the show tonight.
Yeah.
He really did. Okay, you guys. 929-477-4171. Ed from the Big Blue Huddle. Are you there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still here, Chris.
Ed's here. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's
I can hear you. I don't know what the hell happened before, man. It seemed like you just kept going out, and I don't think it's necessarily your fault, man. So
can you hear me now? Am I clear?
I got you clear right now.
Okay. All right. So
what's
this is Ed from the
man?
Big Blue Huddle. All right. So I think it was a defensive masterpiece. I think holding Tom Brady to 6 points in the first half, I think they did a great job, even though he was playing with his second team. So I think that the defense has come a long way from last year, and I think that this is going to be a very positive thing going into the season. Coach Spagnuolo has done a lot with this team, even though they have a lot more talent. What I see him doing is he's coaching these guys on the sidelines. We saw him coaching them in camp, and we see the communication, the execution that's going on. When you're taking a look at the first and second teams in defense, they're solid. These players are solid. Yeah, you got some issues with linebacker. Keep it in mind, though, three linebackers don't play the whole series. They usually play first down, so you need two linebackers. If Casillas wasn't playing tonight, and Kennard was not playing, and on offense. This running game finally got going. They rushed for 130 yards. So I think that's a very, very positive thing, you know. And and you got three running backs that are fighting for a position. I was thinking it was Williams. I think, you know, Rainey makes a good cause because of what he could do. He does so many things well. So it could be Rainey. And as far as the wide receivers go, I agree. King has got to be he might even become the third wide receiver at some point if Cruz can't step up, you know, the way we would hope that he would.
My take on Beatty is
Beatty's going to be a backup. I think Beatty's going to be depth, and then at some point he's going to get his chance because an injury is going to happen. And I think at some point Beatty will either compete. He's supposed to compete for the right side against Newhouse. I think that left side is the weakest side, and I think everybody agrees with that. Flowers is weak. Bobby Hart is weak. We need some depth there. I don't know if the Giants are going to make a change. I think they're so committed to Flowers that they're going to stick with him for the season unless he completely falls flat on his face. So I think at some point, though, I think Beatty will get a chance. But you know what? Beatty hasn't played in 24 months. He hasn't taken a snap. We don't know if he's going to come back to the Will Beatty that he left, or he'll be the Will Beatty he was of his sophomore year, where he was worse than Flowers at that point. So we don't know what kind of Will Beatty we got. So that's, it remains to be seen. I think the lineup is going to be Flowers, Pugh, it's going to be Richburg, it's going to be John Jerry, and it's going to be Newhouse. And I think once they start game planning this offense, I think you're going to see a different offense. Even the Patriots didn't game plan. They didn't audible, okay? That's why the defense is doing so well. So that's my take on all this. I'm not as nervous as everybody else, but I'm so happy that Will Beatty's back, because we didn't have a swing tackle, and now we do. So whether he starts or he's the swing tackle, I could sleep better at night. And that's my point.
All right. Well, Ed, I'm going to read something to you. Everybody. Mike Black, I'm just going to start with you on the comment part of this. Everyone, 929-477-4171. This is a Bleed Blue show. We're talking about this preseason conclusion against the Patriots. Okay. And here's the quote I kind of dug up by mistake. I don't know. I actually did. I didn't look for it. It kind of came up. The question was posed to Will Beatty, who hasn't played in 20 months. Did you miss being on the field? And he says, quote, "That's an understatement. It was tough having to sit all last season and having to watch. I had that hunger after I was cleared by the doctor. I was able to rehab. And to really start getting back on track. I had that one goal, which was to make it back here. There were a lot of hurdles and a lot of obstacles that I had to overcome, but it was still, hey, it's not over yet. You still have a lot more in you." I can't believe I can't read today. Okay. Then he keeps on going. He says, "But you just can't believe it, and you have to show everybody what you can do. That is by getting healthy and getting right. This is only the beginning. I still have to put on the pads and show everybody what I already know. It only works if you go out there and you show them. All my talking is going to be done on the field." That's what he says. His goal is to get back on the field and do his thing, which I appreciate. Okay. I mean, I think that's an honest comment. Mike Black, what do you think about that?
Well, if that's his goal, you know, that's what we want, man. I mean, that's our weak link. Our weak link is the offensive line. Everybody knows it. There's no guesswork there. Again, you know, the concern is for Flowers to kind of digress. That's upsetting. That's upsetting. We thought we were building. We thought we didn't have to worry about that left tackle. And now if he's going to be an issue at left tackle, to reiterate what G6 said, we got to get Beatty up to speed and quick, because I don't think that we may not have the luxury to have him as a backup. But, you know, we seem to be that untalented on the offensive line. So, well, you only got
Richburg. That was a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But, you know, I mean, outside of Richburg, man, I mean, and maybe one – the right guard.
Jeffro Pugh.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We need some help, man. We still need some help, son. And I'm not really. You know, that's where my concern is. My concern is offensive line. Period. Not just Newhouse. Not just Newhouse. Right. The whole function of the line. Because now you're going to see the front line defenses from everybody. And we got to be ready for that, son. I mean, Eli can't do what he does if he don't have time to even drop back in the pocket. So that's what it is. We all know what it is. And that's what we're bracing for.
Okay. Thank you, Mike Black. Asim, how do you feel about that?
I think we got at the most 3 weeks to get Will Beatty up to speed to play, whether it's on the right side or the left side. Dallas' defense doesn't scare me. The Saints' defense has been hot garbage for years. But come week three, when that Redskin defense roll into town, that's when stuff is going to get real. Them guys got guys who can rush off the edge and push the pocket from the middle, so your O-line got to be on point. You know, me and Charles have seen it for the longest. Right now, Flowers is the right type. The question is, well, McAdoo had a stone to say, this ain't working. I know what the GM wants, but damn it, I'm the head coach, and I make decisions on the field. And my decision is you got to go to right tackle till you get your shit together. Because, honestly, Charles and myself think that at right tackle, that Flowers could probably be a Pro Bowler at right tackle. At left tackle, he just ain't got the footwork and the refined technique that you need to handle these elite edge rushes in the run game or in the pass game. So my thing was to get Beattie back, to get him up to speed, and I'm like, Charles, man, slot him in at left tackle and slide Flowers over to the right tackle. You automatically improve your offensive line. Because truth be told, John Jerry might be average, but he ain't been the problem this preseason. I can tell you that. From every game that I've watched, the man has more than adequately held his own in the game.
You know,
that's
surprising to me. Yeah, he has shown up. He has shown up.
And you know what?
I gotta give
you that. It don't surprise me. It don't surprise me because he spent the whole offseason with Richburg in Arizona at LaCharles Bentley's offensive line school that he got out there. And I don't know if you're gonna have to drag. I don't know if you're gonna have to drag Bobby Hart and Flowers by their heels, kicking and screaming. But they asses definitely need to be there because John Jerry came back and that Joker looked like a totally different player than the guy who I seen playing for the Dolphins to start his career. Yo, the dude is actually a functional lineman now, and I don't want to run him out of the building. You know, I don't want to pack a U-Haul and get him out just yet. But Newhouse, man, listen, I pack the U-Haul, I drive him to the airport. Listen, the Giants, they can do a search. I even use my damn gas to take him to the airport. They ain't even got the reimbursement. This is on me. I get him up out of here, man. Like, O say, it's not going to work, son. It's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Speaking of O, come on, we got to do this, man. You guys are stupid. 929-477-4171. Big O. Echo that, please.
Man, hey, said it, man. Young said it, man. You know, last year we ranked in passing. What did we rank in passing last year? What we ranked
in passing,
like,
as far for passing offense.
Yeah, passing offense.
Brian, what did we rank? Brian, Big Blue Huddle, Brian.
The overall, I think we were 16 yards and 18 scoring. I can't remember the exact. It was around 6 in the past.
6?
Hey, but
we was ranked.
Hey, but you know what we was ranked at, though? We was ranked third in the league in giving up the most quarterback pressures, hits, and sacks. That ain't good. We didn't give up a lot of sacks.
No,
but when you,
not sacks.
When you come,
sacks, we were second best in the league.
Wait. One at a time, you guys.
It's not sacks, Chris. But when they added up sacks, quarterback hurries and hits, we were the third worst in the league. Now, a lot of that was a function of Eli just getting rid of the ball and not taking the sack. And, you know, him just finding a way to a new run around the mishap of the offensive line. That's why his sack total was down. But when they added up the sacks and they added up the pressure and they added up the hits, we were the third worst in the league. That got to change, man. Eli ain't going to be – he getting older, man. He ain't going to be Superman forever.
I think he will
God
change.
Forbid,
I think
he will if he go, God forbid if he go now, our season is going straight to shit because Nasty, man, he ain't showed me nothing in the 4 years he been there. He just showed me.
I'm going to get around to that part. I got to get around to that part because we only got 12 minutes left. Go ahead, finish that point real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you know, the O-line – I think they like them old diesel engines, man. You got to give it time to crank up and get them together and get it rolling. Because, they did hell up last year at some point, It's just either when the offense did something, the defense kind of messed up. When the defense held up, the offense didn't do shit. So
okay.
This year we probably got, you know, the defense situation taken care of, so the offense have no excuse. I'm just tired of every time we come in, we get three and out, we sputter, you know, and we can't get it going. Let's get the running back that's going to get us good yards every time. I'm telling you, Doc Wash shows me a little spark more than all our running backs. For some reason, when he hits the holes, he goes forward.
Yeah.
And he's just a natural back to me right now. He just don't, like Jet say, he just doesn't get enough carries. They don't give him enough time to get rolling and acclimated with the O-line. So I just think that Jennings, he all right, but he's just, I just don't really see, he's just like the rest of them to me. He's not over anybody. So
I'm not a Jennings fan.
Yeah, so the O-line, hopefully, like Sim say, man, the BD come back by the third game, man, he get acclimated in this old man, and Flowers get moved to the right side, BD get moved to the left. John Jerry's doing his thing now, and everybody get back rolling, man. I that's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm going to light up a candle for, man. Straight up.
Okay. Cool. 929-477-4171. Before I go to Elaine here, look, Tavares King made me a believer tonight. He did. He actually did. I said, wow. He just really, really upset the wide receiver chart tonight. He really did. We can't let him walk out. It seems like we can't let Darkwell walk out either. Okay?
Nope.
This was it. This was the preseason conclusion. I don't know what's going to happen this next week or so, but what will, I guess my new question is, and I'm going to start with Elaine with this, and then I'm going to move around, and I'll pick you guys one by one in the order that you called in. Who's got to stay? Who are we stupid for not, for letting go? If, wait, let me say it again. Let me say it another way. Who must not go? Who must not go who is expendable? And I'm talking about, you know, the surprises that have shown up in preseason. Who must not leave? Elaine. Who must not?
Of course, is King. King better not go anywhere, or else the Giants Nation will be very pissed off.
I think so. They're blowing up Twitter as we speak. You're absolutely right.
Kerry Wynn can't go anywhere. He's made two awesome plays in the past two games. He is a keeper. As far as the running backs, I mean, Rainey's trying. I mean, he is explosive. He's made some really good plays tonight. But, yeah, the way he holds the ball is a little iffy. But Darkwa can't go anywhere either. So it's going to be tough because they have to make all their cuts by Saturday this week. So, as far as anyone else, I mean, like I said, I totally agree with everybody else. Newhouse, I'll split the cab fare or my gas to get him the hell out of New York. Flowers, if he doesn't put his shit together, he needs to go. But wide receivers, I mean, Lewis missed a really easy catch and then made the hard one for the touchdown. So he's so inconsistent. I don't think we've even seen Anthony Gable or Jeremy Davis on the field. None of the tight ends have impressed me, though. I mean, not one of them. So I don't know what we're going to do there. Victor Cruz, I hope, you know, I honestly think he's up to speed par and can, I mean, I don't know. It's been, like they said, 685 days since the first time he played last week, so Cruz, I'll take on a game-by-game basis. Yeah, everybody loves him. He does this also, but he's been out a long time. So, it's going to be fun.
I'm sorry. I didn't think he had any confidence tonight, but that's just me. I didn't see it. But, hey, listen, everyone, Elaine, tell everybody real quick about the app as part of your final thought here. Talk to everyone.
Yeah. I've been trying. I would love everyone, if they can't find me on Facebook, to get a hold of Chris or Steve to get either an email address or a cell phone number so I can get you hooked up and registered for the app. The meeting went over the weekend, and what they're going to do is as soon as that app is live, they are going to be a pre-registration push out, and for bonuses and extra points for everyone that pre-registers. So hit me up, guys. It's going to be awesome. Like I said,
Where can they find you?
Find me on Facebook, Elaine Boccio, B-O-C-C-I-O. You can't miss me. I'm a New York Giant fan, baby. But
That's right. And she bleeds blue like nobody. That's right.
Thank you, Giant fan than most people have been alive. So.
Oh, man. Oh, except me. Anyway. Hey, listen.
And another thing, if anybody is ever in the Jacksonville, Florida area, hit me up. You are more than invited to come over and watch a game with me. Because my husband set me up. I've got a projection system with full surround sound and 11-foot screen, dude. So anybody ever in the Jacksonville area, you are more than invited.
Okay, just so you know, Elaine, the magic word with me, Heineken. Thank you very much. Okay, that's 929-477-4171. Let's get some finals going around the board here. That was beautiful, Elaine. That's what I'm talking about. G6, give us some final thoughts, man.
Fishburne, what if I was Lawrence Fishburne in the Matrix, and I told you that Dallas going to get pressure week one. That game scares me to death, man. I'm going to be honest with you. That Prescott scares me. That Prescott scares me. I know it's preseason vanilla, but, man, he's a better he's more athletic than Romo. He can scramble better than Romo. He can go down the field better than Romo.
He's a lot younger than Romo.
So he get to make all the throws as a rookie. He can make all the throws. That scares me, man. That defense, yeah, we're clowning them and saying they defense ain't scary. All they need is speedy pass rushers to just go around the edge. Just watch the film from preseason and cock them. That game is very scary, man. That game, we're not going to go in here and smack them in their mouth. I don't see that happening, man. I'll leave it at that.
All right, but you know what? We're going to win that game, G6. I just want to say that. That's all I want to say. We're gonna end up winning that game. I don't care hook or crook. We will win that game, just so you know. Just wanted you to know that. Okay. My man, just so you know, I had to do it. Brian, give us a nice little 30 seconds worth of insight, sir. Final thoughts.
Okay. First of all, by signing Will Beatty, the Giants now have 8 offensive linemen, which they only had 7 the other day. So that's a step up right there. Bobby Hart has played 3 different positions in 3 games, none of which is his natural position of right guard. So cut him a little slack right there. Romeo Okwara is an absolute keeper, and he's going to be a force. You're going to hear his name an awful lot. Against the Cowboys, their offensive line is a great run-blocking line, but they do give up some sacks. I realize that Dak Prescott's got some feet to him, but Giants are going to throw all kinds of hidden blitzes at him, and I think that they'll do quite well. That's provided that Witten doesn't tear us up like he normally does. Look for Keenan Robinson to key on him on the coverages. And Trevin Wade played his way on the roster, and Dante Deion shouldn't go, which means Leon Hall has to. Giants will beat the Cowboys, though, I think comfortably.
Fantastic.
That's it.
Big Blue Huddle, same thing.
Well, okay, I think you asked the question about who do we have to keep. It's on the offensive line. Definitely have to keep Brad Jones. He's the backup center and guard. Bobby Hart hasn't played the way we'd like him to, but he's got to be kept by default. I don't know who else we would keep there. I think Trevin Wade made an argument for himself to become one of the defensive backs. I love Okwara, just as a lot of you folks do. Kerry Wynn had a great game today. Casillas and Goodson, they're going to be on the team. I think Bobby Rainey Andrew Adams as a safety, I think he played extremely well. Matt Burhey, he had a great game. And I think Tavares King, obviously, he's somebody that you got to keep. So I'm not scared of Dallas. I think we go into Dallas and we win. So
I think
when we have a game plan, I think we're going to go in there. And you know what? I want to see how we stop that running back with our defensive tackles and defensive ends.
All right.
What's
That's
his name, Brian?
Everybody.
What's that draft choice?
What's that?
Who's that draft choice that they picked
Ezekiel
up?
Ezekiel Elliott.
That's right. That's right. Got to stop him. Yeah.
Mike Black. 20
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think we win in Dallas. I think that going up against a rookie, if we can't confuse a rookie, and G6 is right. The kid has poise, this and that, but he's still a rookie. So he hasn't seen everything. Hopefully, Spags can put something together, man, to get to this kid. And these guys up front are not going to let him sit back in the pocket all day. Trust me. Double O, I just like what I've seen up front. And those guys are not going to give him the time to do what he think he can do. So I'm worried about their running game. The passing game,
I'm running out of time.
That's all I got.
I'm running out of time. So here we go. Listen, Big O, we're going to win this first game, yes or no? Just a quick yes or no. I guess he's not there. G6, we're going to win this first game, yes or no?
Up in the air. Yeah, I'll tell you later.
He's there.
Sim, are we going to win this first game?
Yes.
That's all I need to know. So for Sim, for G6, for Big O, for Brian, for the Big Blue Huddle, for Doris, my sister, I love so much, for Ed, for the Big Blue Huddle, Elaine, my love there, Mike Black, Daniel, and the great Steve, this was the Big Blue Round Table, the preseason conclusion. We're going to talk again real quick. Everybody's going to get that notice on Facebook. Hey, listen, it's been wonderful. I appreciate everything. I'm sorry that we ran so short, but I had to get you guys on because I didn't want to get cussed out. So, without a doubt, I'll check you guys out. Hey, listen, remember to check us out on TuneIn, Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube, everything. All the downloads are available for your mobile devices and everything, man. So, everyone, say bleep. Say bleed blue together real quick before the intro goes out.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue, baby.
Can you dig it?
Blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue, blee blue.